Blog Talk Radio.
Well, well, well. Ha. Psalms 118 and 24 declares this is the day that Jehovah has made. And since it declares that, says, let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm going to be glad in it. I pray you are too. I tell you, he gave us this day. We didn't give this day to ourselves. Amen. So we're going to rejoice. I don't care what's going on. He is worthy of us rejoicing in him. Hallelujah. I give him, Elohim, the Almighty Creator, all the glory for this gracious day, this great rising morning. He didn't have to wake us up to see another day, but he did. Hallelujah. That's enough to give him praise. Hallelujah. We didn't wake up crazy and not knowing who we were or whose we were. We know who we belong to. That's a blessing within itself. I believe all of us on this broadcast this morning, how it already belong to him. If you're listening in and you don't, hey, he's waiting on you. He has his arms wide open and ready. I'm just grateful to the Father for all who made this choice to tune in on Crown Talking Drums Radio this day. You didn't have to do that, but you did. You made a decision to fit this specific time into your schedule. I'm not sure. It really doesn't matter what area you're calling in from, or the country, the city, the state, the time, whether it's early in the morning, 7 o'clock here live. It's 7 o'clock at my Eastern Standard Time where I'm at. But you may be listening in a different time zone. Amen. It's just a blessing to be here, I tell you. And I'm just happy and excited for what the Father is going to say today. Amen. This is what? Sunday morning, November the 26th. Wow. The last Sunday of this month. This year just went boom. And it's almost out of here. But I'm glad we're still here. Yes, this is the beginning of a new week. And it's just good to be here one more time. And I'm grateful to the Most High King. Yes. So I want to take this time to say welcome to you. Welcome, welcome, welcome to For Such a Time as This Radio Broadcast Hour. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I'm grateful once again. I can't praise him enough, but I'm grateful to the Father for granting me another opportunity. Amen. In this space, in this time, in this season of my life, to encourage you and to encourage myself. Amen. It's just a blessing to be able to be encouraged. Amen. We need that. With all that's going on around us, we need encouragement. Yes, we do. To keep on fighting in this good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And not only do we need to be encouraged with just anything, but we need the truth. The truth that comes to set man free. Amen. That truth is this word. Hallelujah. The word, hallelujah, of the living Elohim. Hallelujah. It came to set the captive free. Amen. A lot of us are still walking around here bound today. Even those who've already accepted him, we're still bound in some areas. We need to be set free. The Father never stops saving us. He never stops. Once it starts, we make that initial choice and that decision. He starts working. Hallelujah. He starts delivering us. He starts setting us free. I'm happy about that because you know what? I've been on this journey a long time, but hey, there's still mess. He keeps showing me. He keeps pruning us, tuning us. Hallelujah. Cutting off branches and things that don't belong to us. We're connected to the vine. Oh, yeah. And he's doing what he does. Amen. I want him to prune me and tune me. Yes, every day of my life, I need it. Even when it doesn't feel good, I still need it. Hallelujah. And you do too. He's not a respecter of persons. The Father loves us so much. He wants to clean us up. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Clean me up, Daddy. Clean me up. I need to walk more and more like you. I want to look like you. I want to walk like you. I want to talk like you. Hallelujah. So that means some cleaning has got to take place. And it cleans us up, yes, from the inside out. Isn't he wonderful? Oh, I just love him today. And I just thank him. Hallelujah, that he is giving us another opportunity to get it right. Why? Because he woke us up another day, another opportunity to right any wrong. Oh, yes, he's given us another opportunity, another opportunity to show of his goodness and his faithfulness, his love, his compassion, his mercy that are new every morning. Oh yes, he continues to show us his compassion, and he wants us to show that same compassion to others. No, he didn't make us to be a doormat, to be stepped on and crunched down and walked over, and so we're going to be talked about. That's okay too. Hey, this is part of this journey. What did they do to Yeshua? They ridiculed him, called him even a devil, didn't they? Yeah, they said he was a devil, but he just came to do the will of his Father. Amen. And that's what I'm here to do. I want to do the will of my Father. Hallelujah. And I know part of his will is following out. That's the main ingredient. Seeking him first, following after his son, Yeshua Messiah, my big brother, our big brother, our big spiritual brother. Yes, he came to set the example and to show us how to walk, talk, and act. And I just love it today. Amen, amen, and amen. As the Father sees fit. Hell yeah, we're going to say that again. And as the Holy Spirit prompts me by his leading and his guidance, we're going to talk about his good news. Yes, so much negativity going on around us in this world, in the political arena. You know what? I haven't even seen TV this week. I think I might have watched a movie one day, but I haven't seen any TV. Did I watch the news this week? Wow, I don't even remember. So I really don't know what's going on, but I know it's a mess going on. You can sense it in the atmosphere when you go about your day. You can just sense it's a bunch of mess and a bunch of chaos going on because you see it in the people. You see how the people's character acting, and that lets you know what spirit in the atmosphere is going on in this world. Chaos all around us. Hey, but you know what? We know the chaos survivor. We know the chaos work out, the one who works out all the chaos. Yes, he's the problem solver. That was the word I was looking for, the two words. He is the problem solver of all chaos. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just thank him for continuously bringing back to my memory, yeah, bring it back to yours too, what point he wants to get across. Amen. And I just love it. I thank him, even though everything's twisted out all about the gay rights, the lesbianism rights, and all that, the abortion laws, and all that that's going on, and the homelessness. My heart just goes out when I see the homelessness. We don't know all the details of why a person is there. Some choose to be there and stay there, and don't mind doing what they do out there. They don't mind searching for shelter at night, or some of them going to homeless shelters, and some of them been going to homeless shelters for years. That's what they want to do. They want to stay pretty much off the grid. Isn't that sad? But it's the truth. I was hearing a week or so ago, it was last Sunday, as a matter of fact, when I was at a meeting place, one of the gentlemen there goes and visits the shelters, and he was talking about how some of them have lived in that in a specific shelter. One gentleman he was talking about for years, and that's what he does. He don't want to have no overhead. He just wants to beat the system, I tell you, and that's sad. That is so sad. But you got people out here doing that kind of stuff every day, all the time. It doesn't matter. But you know what? I'm just glad we're here today and the Father's here with us. Amen. And even though it seems like all this stuff, the wars that's going on, I know between Israel, Hamas, Palestine, all that that's going on in the world, amen, Russia, Ukraine, the wars are still going on, amen. We're not hearing about that one as much. At least the last time I saw the news, you're just hearing about the Israel, the war going on in Israel. But you know what? All we can do is pray. Amen, because it's going to be wars, there's going to be rumors of war. We've already been forewarned of that, but we must pray. Hallelujah. And even though it's rising and all this seems to be on the rise, we believe the truth. We believe in the truth of our Father as we're following after Yeshua Messiah. Amen. We just have to pray. Amen. And his word is always going to have the final say in every battle. And that's the good thing about it. And you know, if there was ever a time for kingdom encouragement through the word of the living Elohim, and if there was ever a time for that effectual fervent prayer in this world that we're living in today, that time is now. So I hope once again that you come with spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, amen, to know and understand what's really going on around you and in this world so you can see it, so you can sense it. Hallelujah. We need to have sensitivity in the realm of the spirit, amen, and get out of this natural way of thinking so much. Father wants to reveal to us in the spiritual realm, amen, we are kingdom citizens. We're his kingdom citizens. He wants us to continue to go forth sharing his truth. Amen. Just as Yeshua came teaching his truth that the Father, he came teaching the truth that the Father gave him. He wants us to do that as well. Amen. He wants us to continue to go forth being those kingdom citizens that he called us. He's anointed us. He's appointed us to be. I speak his shalom unto you right now. Amen. As we go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just thanking you for this day, a brand new day we've never seen, we'll never see before, we'll never see it again. Help us, oh Father, to do your will today. Help us to have the desire to do what you called us to do. Help us, Father, I pray that even as we woke up, hallelujah, you were first and foremost on our mind, and we ask you, Father, to order our steps in your word. We need your word. Hallelujah. Your word is that lamp unto our feet, and it's that light unto our pathway. We thank you for it. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will forever stand. We thank you for helping us break down your truth today, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's all about you as we come together to lift you up, to magnify you, bring you to the forefront. It's all about you, Yeshua. Yes, it's all about you, Elohim. We magnify you. We glorify you, and we lift you up. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. There's so many things we can't take for granted. Help us not to take for granted the roof over our head, the running water, warm running water that we can have. We can adjust it to hot or cold or warm. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you that you supply every need that we have to even pay the utilities. Amen. You are our Jehovah. You supply all things, everything we need. You've already supplied it. You said you give us everything that pertains to this life. Hallelujah, and godliness. That means spiritual, and that means every supply that we have need of. Help us to trust you, hallelujah, to meet every single need, just as you said you do. You said you not even just meet it, but you said you do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ever ask or think, and we thank you for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I just ask with your guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit that we speak your word, hallelujah, to every listening ear of people who desire and want to be encouraged, who want to be elevated in you. Thank you, Father. You are welcome to take over and infiltrate this time in your presence. Why? For such a time as this, we thank you And we pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. I'm just grateful this morning. Hallelujah. You know, as I was yesterday on Sabbath, I woke up and I was just, you know, that bed was wanting to hug me yesterday. And I woke up a little later than normal. Though I was pretty much on task, I was still okay. But I like to get out the door a little earlier just to get to the service and get amongst the saints and help do what needs to be done. I'm just enjoying that where I'm at right now in this season. And I just enjoy helping and just being involved in the service for the kingdom. Amen. So, but I woke up a little late yesterday and I was like, well, Father, I thank you. You woke me up. Yeah, I still didn't stop me from praying. Amen. And then, you know, I was just thinking about being awake all day yesterday. And I kept saying, Father, I just thank you. It was like throughout the day, I kept just saying, Father, thank you for waking me up today. You let me see. It just kept coming in my mind, hallelujah, that he woke me up to see another day. And listen, I said, okay, well, you keep saying that to me. That must be what you want me to say. It just kept coming to me because I was like, Father, I don't know where you want me to go, what you have for your people. Amen, amen. And he just said, tell them to wake up and arise. Tell them to wake up. Huh, I said, wow, okay, thank you, Father. You've been telling me that all day, and I've been praising you all day for just waking me up to another day. So it all came together, and I just thank the Father that we can be sensitive to his voice. Amen. He teaches us how to hear him, and he speaks to us in a still, small voice. He don't have to yell at us. Amen. He can speak to us softly in a still, small voice. Though sometimes it may be strongness that he comes forth, but he speaks to us in a still, small voice. I know he does with me, and I'm grateful for that. Sometimes he has had to repeat himself to me when I wanted to make sure that was him, or sometimes he'd come back and say, I heard that. It's like the thoughts are in my mind, and he said, and then I hear it a little bit more forceful, but it's still a still small voice. And I'm grateful for that this morning. Amen. I know there's been times when you've had, you know, some people are heavy sleepers. They sleep hard. I know of a couple of people that you could make all kind of noise and nothing's going to shake them or move them. You know, when I'm talking about awake, I got to talk about being asleep first. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people are just heavy sleepers at night. But not just in the natural throughout, but throughout life. My, my, my. They will never wake up. That's, when you think about that, you know, I'm not a heavy sleeper. I'm a light sleeper. Unless I'm just real tired maybe, or I've just kind of done a lot the day before when I lay down. Most time when I lay down, I go, boom, I'm out. I'm asleep. As soon as I hit the bed, lay down, I go, saying a prayer. I go to sleep a lot of times praying, laying in the bed. So I just knock out and I'm grateful for that. He said he gives his beloved sweet sleep. Amen. And I, you know, there's some people that have a problem with sleeping. Some people take medication to try to go to sleep. Huh. But I'm grateful that the Father allows me. I don't take that for granted to just go to sleep. Amen. Even when a lot of chaos is going on in my life, he allows me to go to sleep. I took a hold of that passage of scripture years ago. He calls me to lie down in sweet sleep, regardless of what's going on. Amen. And I take hold of that. But let's get back to what the Father is saying. You know, some people, they go throughout life, you know, never really being awake. You know what I'm saying? That they have a lack of energy. They have a lack of enthusiasm. They even have a tendency to do nothing or just remain unchanged. You know, they don't want to change. They want to stay the way they are. They just say, well, this is the way I am. Even when they hear, you know, an encouraging word, or this may be a warning for some of us to wake up. Amen. Because that's what the Father said. He said, wake up and arise. Amen. It's time to get up and stay up. Amen. We don't want to go back into deep sleep. Amen. We have, that's why it's always, I always encourage us. I pray we come with these spiritual ears to hear. Our spiritual ears open to hear what the Father is saying in the realm of the Spirit, because he's speaking to us. Amen. This flesh, we have to put it under subjection. Amen. Yes, we do. I know if I have to, you do too. That doesn't work. This doesn't just work for some of us. Those of us who have come into the body and followers, as followers, body of Messiah, as followers of him. Amen. We have to change. And that change takes place from the inside out. Amen. Wake up. Hallelujah. I don't want to be one that goes through life, you know, a sluggard, you know, with heaviness, with my eyelids shut, not seeing what's going on around me. Amen. I don't want to be half asleep. You know how sometimes you get tired and go to sit down. Come on, I'm bringing us up into the natural realm. But see, this is what Father speaks to us in the realm of the Spirit. But it takes natural. Yeshua always gave parables. You know, he would talk to the disciples and teaching them, and all those many disciples, not just the 12 that became apostles, but all the other disciples that was around him. There were many others around him. Amen. And as he was teaching them and sharing with them, he would always speak to them with something that's tangible, something they could relate to. And they still couldn't get it. They were still confused. I hope you're not confused today. I hope you get it today. Amen. I know I want to get it today. I got to get it and keep it. I got to stay awake. Thank you, Father. Just by me praising him and thanking him for waking me up yesterday, all day, he gave this message. I'm excited. Thank you, Father. As we go into the scriptures, you know, we see all throughout where a lot of times you can do a word search on awake or wake up or wake or just so many different words that relate to it, arise, because so many words, that's what that word means. Amen. It means to arise. Amen. That's what it means. When I looked up the word awake, amen, the Greek word, because some of the passages of scriptures I'm going to use, or pretty much the passages of scriptures I'm going to use, is coming out of the New Testament. Amen. So the Greek word is egiro, amen, to arouse, to cause to rise. Amen. And then there was another one that was ignatum, amen, that was used. And it says to turn oneself from drunkenness, to become sober, to return to soberness of mind. Amen. See, that's sluggishness. Amen. That's you know, somebody that don't want to do, as I said, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to change. Amen. We need change. Amen. And the Father's always changing us. From the inside, if we're at the same place in our spiritual walk this time, this year, where we were last year, there's no growth. Father's saying, wake up. Wake up. Amen. He wants us to wake up. Arise. Go forth. Amen. And the passages he gave me, I'm not sure what order he wants me to do them in, but I said, okay, Father, give me the order where I go, where you take me, how you want me to do it. So sometimes he'd give me an order, but today he didn't give me no order. He just gave me some passages. Amen. But then too, one of the stories that he gave me, amen, was it came to mind about Elijah, the prophet Elijah. And you know, Elijah was a bad prophet for the Father. Yeah, he was bad meaning good. He was good. He was a good prophet. He wanted to please the Father. Amen. And he performed those miracles that were performed by him in defeating those prophets of Baal. And then when he did that, and he had to put comparisons out there. If you can remember the story, I'm just kind of paraphrasing the story. He and then Queen Jezebel, when she came up against him, she wanted to kill him because he stopped her mess. Yeah, he stopped her mess. Jezebel, she believed in killing the prophet. She didn't like them coming and giving the word from the Father. She didn't like that. Amen. And then he ran for his life. He was running for his life My. The prophet, he was good. He was a bad prophet. But then he feared for life. Amen. And this is what takes to when the Father had told. But we're going to go to the passage of Scripture. We're going to go to 1 Kings. Amen. The 17th chapter. Amen. And I believe I'm going to start at the first verse. And we'll see what the Father is going to do here. But remember, Elijah, at this time, he was fleeing for his life. He was pretty much in hiding. And we're going to start at that first verse. I'm reading out of the King James version. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as Jehovah Elohim of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Jehovah came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of Jehovah. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. See, he was being obedient to the word of the Father, even with his fleeing for his life. Oh, my. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. See, he had already spoke that the rain was going to cease in that first verse, remember? Amen. But the Father was directing and ordering his steps. And the word of Jehovah came unto him, saying, this is the ninth verse, arise. There's that word. Hallelujah. That's what wake up means, to arouse, to call to rise. The Father said, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongs to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. See, when we're sluggard, when we're late, when we're sleeping, when we're not awake, even in the natural, when you look at it, when you're getting tired and you're getting sleepy and you want to just go to sleep, you can't focus, you can't concentrate. Amen. You can't even hear the voice of the Father. Amen. Sometimes we're so busy about doing things, ripping and running, we don't take that time to spend in the presence of our Father. But see, right here, Elijah, oh yeah, the prophet of the Most High, he was given instruction where to go. He was going to be taken care of while he was there. The brook dried up. The ravens came. Father sent the ravens to feed him. I had some ravens in my yard yesterday. They've been hanging out around here. I don't know what's up with that. They've been hanging around here. I had four of them when I went to pull out my driveway yesterday. My. Think the Father was trying to tell me something? I don't know. I questioned him when I saw him like that, because I didn't see him. Two. Sometimes I see two. Sometimes it's three. Yesterday it was four. I'm like, wow. But then here, Elijah, he was obedient to the Father. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. I just want to say that one more time. And dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. He knows what we need. He knows, but he wants us to wake up. He wants us to arise. So he was obedient, the 10th verse. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. So see, I'm sure by the time that he was thirsty, see, the brook had already dried up. Amen. The brook had dried up where he was. So he had, you know, he had to go on further. By the time he got there, left Cherith. And by the time he got to Zarephath, I'm sure he was good and thirsty. So he asked her for some water. He didn't just ask. He said, give me a vessel. You know, the vessels, I believe, were probably about at least 32, 40 ounces. I don't know what the size of a vessel, but he was thirsty. He didn't want just no little sip and no little cup. He wanted a vessel of water that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, He called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. He said, even bring me just a piece of bread, just a piece of crumb. I definitely want to be my. He was thirsty and he was hungry. And she said, has Jehovah, your Elohim, liveth? I have not a taste, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make thee for thee and for thy son. I'm sure she was like, wait a minute, what? All I have is just enough for a little bit, for a little oil and a little barrel, and that's it, that's all I have. But he told her to make it for him first. In other words, that's your last, but you honor me, the man of the Most High, first. For thus saith Jehovah, Elohim of Israel, the bearer of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that Jehovah sendeth rain upon the earth. See, that drought was going on. Amen. From the location where he was to where he went, the drought was going on. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days. It pays to be obedient. Isn't that a blessing? And the barrel of meal wasted not. Neither did the cruse of oil fail according to the word of Jehovah, which he spake by Elijah. And I'm going to stop right there. I just wanted to read those first 16 verses of Elijah. It's a blessing. He heard what the Father said. He arose. He went where the Father led him to go when he was fleeing for his life. Amen. He was obedient. The raven sustained him. Then when that dried up, he had to go a step further. When he got there, he told him who was going to be there to take care of him. Sometimes we don't know what the next step is going to be in our life. When situations and circumstances come, we don't know what's going to be next. But we have to just pray to him. We have to stay awake. He said, wake up and arise. Go forth. It's not time to be asleep. We don't have time to go to sleep. With the day and the times and the things that we see around us, what's going on in this world, we better stay awake. We have to know the sign of the time. Amen. So we're going to go through a lot of the encouragement that Paul even gave. Paul even gave encouragement. Amen. Let us go to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. And here, as Paul was encouraging the assembly of Ephesus, yes, as he was encouraging them, he had heard of their faith, you know, how their faith was and how they were trusting, how their faith was in Yeshua. Amen. He heard of how it was and the love that they had toward all the saints, those who were keeping the commandments, apparently. Those who were living the life, because that's what the saints do. That's what we as a people do. We honor the Father's commandments. We follow after his laws. Amen. That's what we should be doing. If we're not, we need to reshift and change and rearrange, because his word hasn't changed, and it's going to remain the same forever and ever until the end, until we get up out of here, until we fall asleep. I mean the sleep in death. That's what I'm talking about now. Okay. 5th chapter of Ephesians. And I believe we're going to start at what verse? Let's start at the first verse. Be ye therefore followers of Elohim as dear children, and walk in love, as Yeshua also have loved us and have given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to Elohim for a sweet-smelling savior. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you, has become saints. See, we're saints. So these things here, we should put far from us. Uncleanness, fornication, covetousness, amen. Put it away from us. Amen. Putting it off. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting. A lot of times we do a lot of jesting. Foolish talking. A lot of jesting or joking around. And a lot of times that's not needed. He says put it far from us. Because sometimes it's not edifying. Amen. It's not edifying. It says, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this we know, ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an adulterer, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Yeshua and of Elohim. See, this makes sense in the kingdom of Messiah and of Elohim. See, this is talking about the commandments. Those things mentioned there are in the commandments. Amen. Amen. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Talking about those things that were just mentioned. And don't let nobody deceive you and come along and say it's okay to do that. Oh, we got grace. Grace has always been here. We're under grace. We're living in the time and dispensation of grace. Grace always was here. Just like salvation has always been here. Amen. When the Messiah came to bring salvation, was already here. The Word is saved. He just became the flesh of the Word and dwelt among us. But how do you think they got saved? How do you think they were delivered and set free? In the Old Testament, before Messiah came in the flesh, by the Word. The Word is what saves us. The Word came flesh and dwelt among us. But the Word was always just like grace. Oh, but for the grace, it was already here. It existed. Even how do you think they made it? The favor the Father showed them in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament. They had grace. They had favor. We're in a different time of it, but it still was here then. Oh, thank you for your word, Father. Eighth verse of the fifth chapter. For you were sometimes darkness, but now you are light in Jehovah. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto Jehovah. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Amen. Don't have no fellowship with them. Correct them. Amen. That's what that means. Just, you know, in other words, don't deal with them. Don't comply with them. Reprove them. Rebuke them. Amen. We have authority. Yes, we do. We've been given that authority as followers of Yeshua Messiah. We have the authority that the Father has given us. He gave it to the Son, and then he's our example, and we have it too. Amen. We have his authority and his power. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. See, some people are doing certain things in secret. But see, you can't hide nothing from the Father. He sees everything. You might be hiding something from man, but our Heavenly Father sees it all. We can go to the uttermost part of the earth. We can go down to the cave. It doesn't matter where we go. To the eyes, now he's going to always be there. He sees all, hears all, knows all. Can't hide nothing from the Father. 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatever doeth make manifest is light. So see, whatever's done in the dark, it's going to come to the light. It's going to come out. We can't hide anything. 14th verse. Wherefore he said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, a spiritual death, and Messiah shall give you light. See, Paul here was still encouraging those who were at Ephesus. So there still was some mess going on, just like today. These passages of scripture were written thousands of years ago. Paul was encouraging them then. We're still being encouraged now to follow after the light of the Messiah. I say Messiah. Someone may be listening. Instead of Christ, I say Messiah. That's what he was originally called, Messiah. He was coming. And he got changed to Christ. So I call him by his name, Messiah. Or HaMashiach, the Christ. HaMashiach. But Messiah really is the English name for Christ. It was just changed to Christ by man. 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And I'm going to stop right there. So we read the first 16 verses. Wherefore ye be not unwise, but understanding what the will of Jehovah is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to Jehovah. Giving thanks always for all things unto Elohim and the Father in the name of our Jehovah Yeshua Messiah. See, the Father wants us, amen, to wake up still. This was for them then at Ephesus, but it's for us today. We need this, the 66 books that we know of, and then there's some scriptures that we don't know about. Some books were not even in here, not even added in these 66 books. They were taken away or moved out. There are some other books. Amen. But we just want to stay awake. We don't want to be asleep. We want to be spiritually awake and not dead. The Father is resurrecting the spiritual dead. Amen. Do you not believe? I believe that. Not only does he resurrect us from death, and we can go to that if you want to in 1 Corinthians, where the resurrection was talked about when the disciples was like, Yeshua was being questioned. Let's go there. He was being questioned about, you know, Paul here was teaching already about the spiritual gifts and all that was given out and all that we should walk in, and then he started talking about the resurrection. Amen. And that's what's happening here where Paul is teaching in Corinth. Amen. And Corinth, it was a whole lot of mess going on in Corinth. It was a whole lot. So they had a whole lot of division going on. There was a bunch of division, no unity. Because when he started talking to them, he was like, I'm hearing there's a bunch of division. You need some unity here. Get it together. You representing, you know, Paul was always encouraging as an apostle. That's what he was doing. He was encouraging them to get back on the right track. And then he started talking about the resurrection here. And so I'm going to break down to that 12th verse of the 15th chapter. Now, if Messiah be preached that he rose from the dead, how say something among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Messiah not risen? And if Messiah be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is vain? Yeah. And we are found false witnesses of Elohim, because we have testified of Elohim that he raised up Messiah, whom he raised not up, if so, that the dead rise not. If so be, the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Messiah raised. And if Messiah be not raised, your faith is vain.
ye are yet in your sins. But see, the Messiah's blood was shed for our sins, for the remission of our sins. Past, present, and even if we mess up in the future. That's what that blood was shed for. We just have to be quick to repent. That's the key. 18. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Messiah are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Messiah, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Messiah risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, and we know that's Adam, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. Through who? The Messiah. And then it's going to say it kind of again. For as in Adam, all die. Even so in Messiah shall all be made alive. Amen. But every man in his own order, Messiah, the first fruits, afterwards, they that are Christ at his coming. Then I'm going to go down to the 33rd verse. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. So see, he was busting them up. He was letting them know, and I'm coming to bust us up. If we have still not, if the Father didn't want us to tell us to wake up, that means somebody must not be asleep. But Father's giving us this word today. He said, wake up. Arise. See, if we don't wake up, we can't go forth and do his will because we're asleep. We're sluggard. Amen. He said, wake up. Awake to righteousness. Don't let nobody deceive you in the communication, in your manners. We don't have time for that. Anybody that's coming to throw you off, and trust me, the enemy's going to send some people to, because just like the Father needs a vessel, the enemy needs a vessel. He will use a willing vessel just like the Father uses willing vessels. Come on now, let's just keep it real. The enemy works through people. And they're going to come into your path to try to deceive you and get you off track, get you off the track of the truth. One thing about the Father's word, it's set in place to help us. That's why his word became flesh to dwell among us. That's the new grace that came because of the sacrifice of animals and the shedding of blood of the animals for the remission of men's sins. They had to keep doing that over and over and over. But when Messiah came and shed his, that was the ultimate sacrifice of the shedding of blood. That was it. But it didn't change that we stopped doing what the Torah instructs us to do, the first five books of the Bible. We are still to honor that. Some people say we don't keep that anymore. We don't keep the Ten Commandments mentioned in the book of Exodus. We don't do that anymore. Yes, we do. We should. Well, this passage of scripture, Paul says this right here, that we shouldn't, we're the righteous, and we don't have to, I think that was a passage, that might have been in Timothy. I think I read something in Timothy the other day, and he was talking about, but you have to keep it in the context of what he was saying there. Which law was he talking about first, and then the second scripture, what law was he saying next? The first law was the Jewish law, and then the next one he thought, because see, that's what they were setting up. When Yeshua came, he came to wake the people up. Because the Jews were teaching their Jewish customs and traditions, the traditions of man. And when Yeshua came, he came teaching the commandments. They knew the laws. They knew what had already been set place. The Jews knew that. The Jewish. They knew that. Who gave him that name anyway? the Jews. Who called them that? The father didn't. It was a man that gave them that name. That's another message. But the key is they were changing and coming up with their own way of doing it to keep from keeping the law. But when Yeshua came on the scene, he was talking about keep them commandments. He was, and they despised him. They hated him. They called him a devil. Because he came talking what his father said. They didn't want to hear that. Today, we don't want to hear it today. Because we done got so traditionalized, got used to, you know, how the Roman Catholic, how they came in and changed and switched things up. That's why we have to study this word. Question our father. I know I have questions a lot of times in reading this word. I question with the question of the question. Sometimes questions are asked in the scripture. And I question with the question. Amen. I want to know. I want to understand. He tells us in Proverbs, in all you're getting, get an understanding. With the getting of wisdom, we want his wisdom, not man's wisdom. Not the wisdom that this world gives us and how they try to give us ideas and direction. We'll be messing up over and over and over. We need the wisdom of what the book says, the Bible. We need the Father's direction. We need his wisdom. Amen. I know I want it. I need his wisdom because we're always making decisions. Every day, every minute, every moment of our life, we're making decisions. We want to make wise decisions. As my husband used to say, that it's going to put you above, ahead of the game. See, we're down here in this game, life school of obedience. It's a life. It is pretty much a game. We're on the winning team. We're on the winning team. Those of us who are following after Yeshua Messiah, the truth he taught from the Father. He didn't teach his own truth. That's why we shouldn't be teaching our own truth. We got to teach the truth of what this word says. Teach and preach this truth. We want to be effective in our kingdom citizenship. I know I do. I don't want to be living any kind of way. I want to stay awake. The Father's saying, wake up, arise. See, if you sleep, you can't go forth. You can't do nothing. When you sleep, you sleep. See, I'm bringing the natural into the spiritual realm. The Father's calling us to wake up in the realm of the spirit so we can see what's going on. So we have the ears to hear what he's saying to us, spiritual ears to hear. So we would speak what he tells us to speak and not our own words. Oh, it's all about the Father and his will being done, him being magnified, him being glorified. Said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw. That's what the Messiah, and that's what the Messiah was. He was lifted up from the earth to draw men to him. Draw all men unto myself. We can't come to him. I think we went over that last week. We can't come to the Son except the Father draws. My. You don't believe me? I think that was in the book of John. 6:44. Go look it up. Read it for yourself. I tell you, this truth. And sometimes we misquote it. We say it out of when we heard somebody else speaking from the pulpit or someone else said, and we took it at face value and we say it the same way they say it. No, we gotta say it how the word, how the Bible says it. Amen. Because sometimes a one word, two words, three words can throw it out of the whole context of the meaning of why it was stated, why it was even said. Amen. Let's keep on moving. Amen. I'm going to get down to the final passage in Romans. Let's go back up to Romans. See, we're backing up. Oh, yeah, we went from where we came from, King. In the New Old Testament, then we went to Ephesians, then we backed up to Corinthians, now we're backing up to Romans. I didn't know how the Father was going to do it. Thank you. I want him to have his way. Have his way. The leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Romans 13th chapter. Amen. And when you think about Romans, that 13th chapter, Paul here again encourages. Amen. Let's start at what verse? First verse. Let every soul be subject unto the high powers. For there is no power but of Elohim. The powers that be are ordained of Elohim. And you know, that the higher powers, those who have authority, those who, you know, the different things, we're dealing with different governing authorities now on this earth. We fall after those laws, don't we? But then we have a problem with keeping the laws of our Father. That's what kind of sense does that make? We'll keep the laws of the land. Because if you speed, you're going to get a ticket. Come on now. It's just the truth anyhow. But then we'll say in a minute, well, I don't have to keep them laws. I'm under grace. I don't have to fall after the commandment. Yes, we do. Certain things Paul wrote out and spit out. Some things he was saying of his own account. Some things he said, this is Messiah, per Messiah. Messiah said this. Remember, he gave the account of Messiah's walk. He wasn't walking with him. He didn't walk with him like Matthew did. Matthew walked with him. He saw the accounts. He walked right there with Yeshua Messiah. Whew. Though Paul wrote a whole lot of the New Testament, that's why a lot of people say Paul is the Holy Grail. No, Yeshua is the Holy Grail, the Messiah. He came teaching the commandments. Keep the commandments. Keep the laws. He kept talking that. Whose word are we going to take over here? I'm not taking any other word over here. You can call me crazy or whatever. You done flipped your mind, girl. Yeah, because I walked a different way for many years. I did. But I had questions in those ways. My questions are being answered now. I'm so grateful. It's never too late. As long as you got breath in your body. Amen. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of Elohim. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Third verse, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. So the only way you need to be kept by law is if you're doing evil. Am I understanding that right? Without then, not be afraid of the power. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is a minister of Elohim to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of Elohim, a revenger, or executor, wrath upon him that doeth evil. So this can be talking about the governing. This can be talking about those who have authority over us that teach the word. But see, you got to know, make sure they're teaching the truth. Because you can be following lies for many years if you're not doing your research yourself. That's why we have to study to show ourselves approved unto Elohim, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, there's a rightly divide to the truth. That's why we don't approve ourselves to man. We show ourselves approved unto the Father. In the end, that's who we're standing before, not a man. And we got to give one-on-one account. In the words that we spoke out of our mouth, in the deeds that we did with our life, wake up. Arise. Let's go forth. Saints of the Most High. Six, for this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are, okay, attending continue upon this very thing. Seven, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. See, in rendering to the higher powers, we know we have governing authority, we have spiritual authority, we have to pay taxes, we have to do all these different things. We have to give rent Caesar, unto Caesar, what to do unto Caesar. We have to pay taxes. Certain things we have to do as the law of the land that we're living in. But the most one, the most significant one that we need to honor is our Heavenly Father. We honor him by honoring his word. And that's what Yeshua Messiah came to teach. Jesus Christ, he came to teach the word. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. And then here, look verses 9 and 10. The commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. If there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying. Namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, and if there be any other commandment, we know there's other commandments. All of them weren't listed here. Follow suit. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law. Love is fulfilling of the law, but we're instructed to keep all the commandments. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Wake up. Go read those commandments. My. Wake up out of sleep. We've been asleep too long. For now is our salvation nearer than we believed. Save now, Father. You're saving with your word. Yes, you are. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off. See, Paul is telling us here to wake up. The night is almost gone. It's time to get up and act. It matters. Today matters. Then he tells us right here to cast off the works of darkness. My. Lay it aside. Abandon it. Whatever is undisciplined in your flesh. Come on now. And put on the armor of light. Then he tells us to adorn ourselves. Put on the Messiah. Ha! He's inside of us. He wants us to adorn ourselves with him, to put on him. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting, not in drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife, not in envying. But put ye on Jehovah, Yeshua Messiah, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. My. We hear, awake out of sleep. He was encouraging them at Rome to wake up. We are still encouraged today to wake up. Arise. If we don't wake up, saints, turn ourselves from anything that's pulling us back, that has us still deceived, have us drunk in our mind, in our way of thinking, and our mind's not renewed in that area. He's all about renewing our mind and cleaning us up from the inside out. And the only way that's going to happen is we have to spend time in his presence, talking to him, communing with him. Not just reading his word, but studying it, meditating on it, day and night. We will be like that tree planted by the river of water. We will continue to bring forth and bud in our season. Even when chaos is going on all around us, like it is, we can still be fruitful. We can still be encouraging someone else in spite of what we may be dealing with. That's what keeps me going. Over the years, I've recognized that. Encouraging someone else in spite of what I'm dealing with takes my eyes off myself. And then the Father just works that thing right out. Huh. Come on now. I know he's not a respected person. He tells us that compassion that he had toward us and whatever it was he was helping us with. He instructs us to give that same compassion to others. But he tells us, don't be overtaken in a fault when you're helping to restore someone else. Because of what you dealt with, you might have been in a similar situation. And you're able to go right back and help someone else. But don't do it heady and high-minded. Do it humbly, with an humble heart. He, Father, hates pride. He hates it. That's what happened to Lucifer. He got prideful. And guess what? He got expelled from the presence of the Father, from heaven. He got expelled, kicked out. He wanted to be Elohim himself. Pride. Let's awake. Wake up, saints. I'm just grateful. Today is another day that we get an opportunity to wake up, to arise, to go forth, and continue to complete the will of our Father. Elijah did it. He was an example that the Holy Spirit had me to use. I wasn't sure that. I didn't know that came out. And I wanted to go there. And he was told to arise and go forth. Even after he was already led to one city, he went to another. The drought was there. He had already prophesied it. But the Father sustained. So that lets us know we don't have no room to make an excuse. Well, I can't do this because of that. We don't have time for excuses. The time that we're living in is time out for excuses. And Paul even encouraged the Romans here. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let's bring away the works and the deeds of darkness and put on the full armor of light. That's not just a suggestion. That's an instruction. Paul was instructing them. Amen. Not sure what was going on with the Romans at this time or why he went to Rome, but he had to go there. They had something going on. He wanted to tell them to wake up. And the Father wants us to wake up. Hallelujah. I just thank him this morning. Amen. That's it. He said, wake up. Awake. And rise. Go forth. I remember when I was little. I forgot when to kind of tell this story. It came back to my mind just now in our closing out. When I was little, you know, I remember one time I was already awake and my father was fixing breakfast. And my brothers were downstairs and they came up to wake. So I think my dad had said, is she still asleep? I must have been about 7 or 8. I just remember this so vividly. And I was up. I was already awake. My brothers were already downstairs and breakfast was ready. My dad had cooked breakfast. And when he came up, the reason I know he asked, because he said he thought I had went back to sleep. This was after the fact. I was hanging out the window talking to one of my little friends. She was out on the sidewalk. And he just calling me to come down to breakfast. Well, Mario and Derek was both my brothers were calling. But then in that mix, he was calling me too, and I didn't hear his voice. Next thing I know is I was bent over in that window, pop, on my behind. He said, I thought you had went back to sleep. He said, your brother was calling you, and I called you. Get down here to eat breakfast. Have you ever been called by your parent? any one of your parents when you were asleep and they said, wake up, get up, you got to get ready for school. Wake up, get up, we got to go somewhere. And you laid back down and, you know, rolled over and didn't get up out of the cup because they were feeling good. I tell you, when the Heavenly Father calls us, we got to answer. He's calling us today. He's telling us to wake up, arise, and go forward. If you're asleep, Messiah, he's the light of the world. And he's giving us a wake-up call. I believe that. I was praising and thanking him for waking me up all day yesterday. And I couldn't understand that. But he gave me the word from that. He wanted me to encourage us. That's a wake-up call. He wants his light, the light of his salvation, to shine through us, upon us, in us, through us. Just like the morning when in the first part of the morning when the daylight is rising. Sometimes when the sun is coming up, the sun is rising even when it's cloudy. But when the daylight is dawning, that's how the light of the Messiah wants to shine upon our lives. Sometimes when we go places, people look at me strange sometimes, but I don't think they're looking at me. I figured it out. I think they see the presence of the Father. They don't see me. They might see me, but then they don't see me. I think it's his glory and his countenance upon me. I really believe that. And that's only going to come with us spending that time in his presence. I believe that too. He's calling us to wake up. And once we become alive in him, we take heed to how he walks. We take heed to how he talks. We take heed to how the Messiah, he's our example. He came to live out. He was the perfect example. No sin. He didn't mess up. He just surrendered to the weak. That's why he's the perfect example to follow. He should be our mentor. His lifestyle. Amen. All scriptures were written for our learning. Even Yeshua learned through the things he suffered. He learned to do the will of the Father. In it all, he did the will of his Father. Through it all, he did the will of his Father. Sometimes we get a little suffering or situation going, we want to give up. We have to endure. That's why the scripture tells us this race is not given to the one who's quick, not to the one who seems to be strong at the moment, but to the one who endures to the end. That's who's going to win in this race. I told you, it's a game. It's a life school of obedience. Here, wake up, saints. Rise. Thank you, Father. Let us grow into the higher governing spiritual authority. That's the main ingredient. Even as we read in Romans 13, talk about the governing authority, the most important one is our spiritual reigning, ruling government, which is Messiah himself. As he honored the Father, we're honoring the Father through him. Hallelujah. I'm going to unmute the line. Thank you, Father. If there's any comment or question pertaining to the message, if there's any prayer request pertaining to the message, I mean, are any prayer requests that I can be in agreement with you on, the lines are unmuted now. I'm hearing some talking from someone's line. It's like I'm hearing my own voice echoing now that I've unmuted the line. We're just going to close out in prayer. I pray that you were blessed and encouraged to go forth. Amen. And I think the only way I can stop that echo is if I'm thinking if I can unmute the line, I might hang people up. I'm not sure. Heavenly Father, we just come before you saying thank you. Thank you for this message that you've given us, encouraging us, provoking us. Yes. Taking heed to the wake-up call. Hallelujah. You are in control. And we ask that you would be in control of our very lives. Wake us up. Wake us up in areas where we may be asleep. A new day is dawning, and you are still calling your people. We thank you, Father, for calling us in this day and this time, for such a time as this. We just give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor as we go about this day. You're going forth before us to prepare the way, making every crooked path straight, smoothing out all the rough edges and the rough places. Father, you know what's going on in our households and our families. We just ask that you intervene. You get in the midst. You stay in the midst. You work all things out according to your divine will. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We thank you. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you because you alone are worthy of it all. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing in us individually. And what you're doing in us has a collective body of believers and followers of Yeshua Messiah. We just give you praise. We give you glory because if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't give you enough praise and thanks. We adore you. Father, I bow before you right now in worship unto the King. You are the King of Kings. And I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your divine protection covering us. Thank you for your divine favor. Hallelujah. You said we have favor with you and with man. Thank you. You said that when our ways please you. Hallelujah. You would give us your favor. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. And we pray this prayer. You know what all needs are standing in need of. Thank you, Father. Oh, we glorify you. We praise you and we magnify you. We ask that you hear our prayers when we cry and call unto you. We pray this prayer in the name of Yeshua. Amen, amen. And to you, Father, be all the glory. Saints, as you go forth throughout this day and this week, go in the love and the joy and the peace that the Most High has put on the inside of you. Let it resonate through you. Yes, in and on your behalf. And I speak his peace, his shalom. Until the next broadcast, shalom, shalom.